This is a CBC podcast.
Well, hello! This is The Story Store, the podcast where your stories are made to order. I am Mr. Orlando, the store manager.
And I'm Gary, Mr. Orlando's assistant and biggest fan.
That's right. Wait, what?
Yeah, Mr. Orlando, you're the manager of the store. You do the narrating. You get to say the cool catchphrase, and you have two horns. And
antlers.
Oh, you are so cool.
Well, I don't know how to respond, so let's just check the answering machine.
My name is Riker. I want to hear a story about turtles that live in a different dimension. Bye-bye, I like your stories.
Okay, let's have a look here. Yes, this story is called Turtles from Dimension Z, or Turtles from Dimension Z for our American listeners.
Hi, American friends.
Chimes, Gary?
You've got a super best friend, Mr. Orlando.
On an Earth like ours, similar, but not the same, were turtles. Now, these turtles weren't like the ones we have on our Earth. Oh, no. They could talk. They could drive cars and play video games and do everything humans do in our world.
I'm Big Snipper. Get out of my way, Pipsqueak.
They also had bullies. Mean old bullies. Like Big Snappa. She was a snapping turtle who basically ran the city of Turtlelanto. She did whatever she wanted, whenever she wanted. Other turtles weren't really happy about this.
Listen, Slider, I've had enough of Big Snappa. We need to do something about her. She's a real jerk and nobody will ever stand up to her.
Can it, Boxy? She'll hear us. Look, I don't like her either, but she's big and strong and really, really snappy. Maddie the Matamata Turtle complained when she cut in front of him one time and she gave him a snapping.
Oh, Boxy's right, Slider. Something needs to be done, dude. Turtlelanto is becoming an awful place to live. Terry agrees too, right, Terry?
Yep.
Okay, you're right. She's gotta go. But how?
These four turtles, Boxy the Box Turtle, Slider the Red Ear Slider, Keanu the Reeves Turtle, and Terry the Terrapin, decided that they would find a way to save the city from Big Snappa. They planned and debated and pondered until...
I've got it!
Ooh, what have you got?
There is nothing on Earth that can handle Big Snappa.
Well, that was really helpful.
On this Earth, anyway.
Okay, what does that mean, dude?
The many worlds interpretation of quantum mechanics posits that there are an infinite number of worlds and universes.
Okay, what does that mean, dude?
It means a lot of fancy pants science things, but what it means for us is that there's an Earth with something we can use to deal with Big Snappa.
Oh, cool. But how do we find the right Earth?
We look and look and keep looking until we find what we need.
But Boxy, dude, that could take forever.
Yep.
And it's not like we have a way to go to different universes.
Nope.
What?
That's right. Terry knows. Follow me.
The turtles followed Boxy to an abandoned warehouse on the outskirts of town, somewhere near Muskisaga. They went inside the warehouse to find the most incredible machine.
Whoa.
Yep.
I agree. What is this thing?
This, right here, is the Shell Gate. It was discovered deep in the sea near the Galapagos Islands. It is a portal that will take us to different universes. We have a lot of exploring to do. Are you ready?
Yep.
The four brave turtles, Boxy, Slider, Terry, and Keanu, stepped through the portal. They stepped out of the Shell Gate into an empty field. Looking around, they saw an empty field.
This may not be a helpful world for us. How do we keep traveling?
We just go back through the portal behind us to a new world. Let me work on that.
Dudes, do you hear something?
Yep.
They heard the sound of angry barking. Looking over a nearby hill, they saw an army of dogs standing on two legs.
Boxy, you better work faster. Those dogs look real grumpy, and they're are so many of them! Look, they're helping each other climb up the hill!
Boxy got the shell gate working, and just before the dogs leapt upon the turtles, they were through the portal! This time, the turtles came out underwater. They were at the bottom of a strange alien ocean. They swam around for a bit, but didn't find anything. On the way back to the shell gate, Keanu took a peek over his shoulder.
Dudes? Do you, like, see something?
Yep.
They looked behind them, and they saw a huge school of half-cats, half-piranhas swimming after them, chittering and yowling.
Whoa, there's so many of them, and they're chomping through the seaweed so their friends can swim faster. Oh, move your shells, we gotta get to that portal.
Yep.
They swam like they'd never swam before and dove through the shell gate just before the cat piranhas could chomp them. Those brave turtles came out of the shell gate somewhere new, somewhere very different. They landed in a strange, giant world where everything was huge compared to them. They seemed to be in a store full of stories. A moose and a unicorn were standing there.
Whoa, Mr. Orlando, that kind of sounds like us.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Weird. Moving on. The turtles hopped from world to world, running away from a wide variety of different creatures. Angry bees, a flock of birds, squirrel clowns! Eventually, finally, they returned home.
Oh, what was the point of that? We don't have a secret weapon, we don't have a plan, and we don't even have any good ideas.
On the contrary, I think we have the perfect idea.
The next day, Boxy and the other three turtles went to confront Big Snappa.
Oi, you lot. Do you have something to say to Big Snappa?
We do. We're, Boxy, you start.
All right, listen up, Big Snappa. We're sick and tired of your bullying and general meanness. We want you to leave us and our city alone. Ha!
That's right. We want a peaceful, quiet, sweet town to live in, dude.
Yep.
Oh, crikey. I didn't expect a comedy show today. Now get out of here, the joke's over. Oh, but there's no joke. We want you to leave. And now it's not funny anymore. Who's gonna make me leave? You four?
No! Not just us four!
From everywhere, more and more turtles joined our four heroes in half shells until a massive crowd of turtles stood facing down Big Snappa.
We know you're big and strong, Big Snappa. You're bigger and stronger than one of us. You're bigger and stronger than four of us. But you're not bigger and stronger than all of us. Every one of these turtles stands together and says that you need to go. What do you say? All right, I'm done with you lot anyway. Big Snappa out.
And Big Snappa left Turtlewanto, never to return.
Wow, I can't believe that worked.
All the universes we went to showed us that when a big group gets together, they can overcome any obstacle.
And now that all the turtles had come together, the town of Turtlewanto became the peaceful, quiet, sweet town of their dreams. The end. Say, if you would like to order a story from the Story Store, you can call us at 1-888-413-2781, toll free in North America, or email us your audio request at thestorystore@cbc.ca.
Ooh, did you just hear something, Mr. Orlando?
I think I did.
Do you see four turtles on the ground?
I think I do.
Whoa!
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.